Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. And I am thankful that you are here with me today listening in. We've just recently celebrated Thanksgiving. So today's topic is gratitude. Gratitude is an important key to reimagining success for your life and acquiring and gaining new skills and talents that you can use towards that end. So we're going to dive in and talk more about gratitude today. But first, I just want to recap our last podcast, which was on ask for what you want, negotiating. Have you negotiated anything in the past week since we've talked about negotiating and asking for what you want? Have you asked for a raise? Have you asked to go to that restaurant that you've been wanting to go to forever? Have you asked for that gift that you've been eyeing? Remember, be sure to ask, and then the negotiating process will start. So let's continue on with gratitude. Our crystal for today for gratitude is, gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. And this was written by Amy Collette. So gratitude is a key ingredient for happiness. And we've talked about happiness in this podcast. And we've also talked about reimagining success and getting with you what you want as well. So gratitude is a powerful ingredient for that. So that's why I wanted us to discuss it today. And the fact that we just had Thanksgiving always makes me feel thankful and have lots of gratitude in my heart for my family and my friends and the wonderful, beautiful time that we were able to celebrate together on Thanksgiving. How about you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, whether you were alone or with family and friends? No matter how your Thanksgiving turned out, it's always important to think about your blessings and have gratitude for what you have and what gifts that God has given you. So gratitude is, like I said, an important ingredient for success and for staying humble. So we'll talk about gratitude and I'll weave in that crystal as well today. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'd like to start today's podcast a little bit differently than I normally start. I usually just dive right in into the quotes or the different steps or tips. But today for gratitude, I'd like to read a parable. And the parable is very interesting in that it shows how gratitude works in helping you to multiply what you already have. So just listen in. This parable comes from the Bible, and the story is titled The Parable of the Bags of Gold. And it comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. So I'm just going to read it today, and then we'll talk about it. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold. To another, 2 bags. To another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So that's the end of the parable of the bags of gold. And there's a lot of different metaphors in here that also can pertain to our life. And like I said, today's topic is gratitude. And part of gratitude is being thankful for what you have, no matter how little it is or how much it is. In this situation, each of these men were given gold, but different amounts. And it's interesting how it says that they were given gold according to their ability. So I guess according to the ability that this master saw their talents or saw what they could, felt that they could take and multiply. And we are all given talents as well. We're born with certain talents. As we learn and grow, we attain and acquire new talents. And it's nobody's the same. Everyone has different talents, different caliber of talents. But what's most important is to be thankful and grateful for the ones that you have and work to help those multiply and grow and be utilized for good. And of course, for our own personal happiness and joy. So think about the talents and gifts that you have. Just giving you a second to think. Now, of the ones that you have, do you feel that you're utilizing them? I'm sure you're utilizing some of them. Are there some that you could be utilizing more? And then are there some that you're grateful for or maybe not as grateful for, just kind of take for granted? Because no matter what it is, no matter how small or how big your talent, you can be grateful for it. One talent that I have that I'm very thankful for, but I realize at times that I do take for granted, is my musical abilities. I am a singer, I play the piano, and I play the cello, and I'm the worship leader at my church. And I am so thankful for the talents I have, and I'm able to share those gifts with others, but I come from a musical family, so we all play music and instruments, so in my mind, it's not really that big of a deal. But when I get to share my talents and practice and utilize them, I see how greatly it affects others. And, you know, a song can brighten someone's day, can change someone's mood, can give someone hope. So there's no reason for me to take those talents for granted, even though, you know, at this point in my life, it comes pretty easy for me. But once again, these are talents that I practiced and grew over decades. So I took time to take music lessons, practice, be in orchestras, sing, be in choir. So it's definitely a talent that I've continued to grow and continue to grow and work on. But at this point in my life, it does come easy in many ways to me. And I'm thankful for that and definitely grateful for that. But want to continue to utilize it and not take it for granted. And just like I said, spread joy in song, through song to others. So Do you have a talent that you might take for granted? It could be anything. It could be cooking. It could be listening, conversing. It could be giving comfort to others. Realize that those talents are very important. And those are gifts that you can continue to use and continue to grow and continue to share with others and continue to bring yourself joy. So it's important to be grateful for all the talents that you have and the talents that you're working on. In this parable, the guy with the one stone or the one bag of gold, he actually just buries his, if you compare it to a talent, he buries it. He hides it. He doesn't work on growing it and multiplying it. And so guess what? It doesn't grow. If you bury something, it's not going to grow unless it's a plant that you're watering and nurturing. But if it's not meant to be put in soil and covered up, then it's not going to grow. It's going to either die or just stay there and stay the same. So it's important to be grateful for what you have and then utilize it and help it to grow and nourish it. So now I just have a few tips that I want to share about gratitude. And so we'll jump into those as well. All right. So the tips are six tips or pillars that relate to gratitude. So just kind of diving even deeper into gratitude. The first one is relatedness. To be able to move from the sense of gratitude as an emotion to gratitude as an action. It requires commitment to putting priority on the relationships in our lives. And this virtue is often the one that is most under threat in the midst of our busyness and distractions. So I would call this relatedness or relationship building. To make sure we're able to move and use our gratitude to grow, just like in the parable, the people with five bags of gold and two bags of gold were able to use those gifts and make them grow through relationships. And so it's important for us to nurture our relationships and help help others using our gifts and gratitude. The second one is sincerity. A common challenge is expressing gratitude in ways that are authentic to us and meaningful to the other person. Otherwise, our gratitude risks being transactional, where we are wanting something in return or being self-serving. It may also be ritualistic with little real meaning behind it. Sincerity comes from the absence of pretentious deceit or hypocrisy. So it's important to be sincere in our gratitude and really just think about being having that gratitude for ourselves, our own gifts, but also for others as we're interacting with others and being sincere about that and not making it transactional where you do something for me, I do something for you. We'll all receive the blessings as we are have gratitude for others and what others have done. The next one is empathy. Even if we have found the authentic place within from which we sincerely express gratitude, we need to be able to put ourselves in the shoes of the person we wish to express gratitude to and understand all of the cultural and social nuances of gratitude in their context. So empathy is important when you're sharing that you are thankful and have gratitude for another. So, you know, if you were in France and you want to give someone like a greeting, you kiss them on two cheeks, you know, on the sides of two cheeks. Whereas in America, you may just do a handshake. So it's just important to understand the cultural nuances in the relationship. You may, you know, share gratitude in a more physically affectionate way with a hug with a family member compared to a stranger. So it's just important to understand that other person's perspective and your relationship to have empathy as you are showing and sharing gratitude. So those are the three tips that I just wanted to add to this discussion about gratitude on top of the parable that we talked about. And I think we'll just end today just kind of recapping a little bit more from the parable. In the end of the parable, I didn't talk much about it, but the two servants who had the gold that they multiplied, the one with five bags and two bags, they, multiplied it and had more. The one person who buried his bag of gold and then picked it back up to show his master once the master came back that he still had the one bag of gold. Guess what? He lost it in the story. He lost his one bag of gold. And I did kind of actually allude to this, is that when you hide your talents, hide your gifts, you're not grateful for them, taking them for granted, that is you risking losing them, or they actually, atrophy and get not as good as they once were. So it's just a reminder and important to always utilize your gifts, try to help them grow, put yourself out there in places where you can utilize them and serve others. And once again, this should also bring joy to yourself. So usually if it's a gift or something good at, you will enjoy doing it. A lot of times in life, we do many things that we don't enjoy doing, but this is an opportunity to really get into doing something that you enjoy doing. So try to make time for it as you can and utilize it, because you'll help yourself, you'll help others, and you'll allow yourself, your gift, to continue to grow. So I'm going to end with gratitude and our crystal for today. Gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. And as you use your gifts, and you share gratitude with others, you will feel happier and you'll notice the difference. So today I'm going to give you a call to action. Think of three things and write them down if you can. Three things that you're grateful for. They can be anything, but I would like at least one of those things to be a gift that you personally have. So write down three things that you're grateful for. One, a gift that you currently have. You could be using it. You could not be using it as much as you like. Write that down in addition to two other things that you're grateful for, whatever they may be. And just see how it lifts your mood just thinking about those things. Now, if you can do that daily, write down three things you're grateful for, you'll definitely notice a difference as well. So with that, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal. And once again, you can find me on social media at Melanie Crystal on Instagram or TikTok, and check me out there. And I am grateful for all of you listening in. And so that is my first thing that I'm grateful for today. And I definitely have two others that I'll think about once I get off of the podcast. And you do the same. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.